It's a time art. Music is a time art. It's not a painting on the wall. So even if the rhythm is free, you know, meaning there's no specific set rhythm, that's still rhythm. Whatever the rhythms come out as, that's what they are. But so rhythm is integral to music. And then melody and harmony, let's just get our definition straight. You know, melody is, I'm not going to give you music school technical definitions, but melody is the tune itself, the part you can whistle. You know, that's Mary Had a Little Lamb's melody, you know, or Jingle Bells, anything, you know, even very complicated abstract melodies. Harmony is the supporting notes to that melody, all right? So if you play, so what I'm playing on the guitar is a harmonic and rhythmic, but we already said rhythm is inherent, integral in everything anyway, is a harmonic backdrop to the melody. Now, we'll get to ear training in a second, but just setting some premises here. Harmony is not necessarily chords. All right. On the guitar, we tend to think of it as chords because that's what we often play. If I play, now you could probably hear in your head the melody of Mary Had a Little Lamb over what I just played. But I did not play the melody. I only played the harmony. In this particular case, I did play chords. The definition of a chord, by the way, is the thing you plug into your guitar. No, I'm just kidding. A chord is... that's a different, that's C-O-R-D. C-H-O-R-D is three or more notes, okay? So, which is interesting because if I play just two notes, I did not play any chords. I only played C and E on the C chord, or over the C type harmony, and then, you know, G and B over the other one. So I didn't play any chords, but I certainly played harmony. If you ever listen to this is a funny example, but in the summertime, the Mr. Softy guy, the melody might go, right? So, all right, so, but rather than trying to figure out how to play harmony and melody on that right now, on the guitar, I'm just going to sing the melody part. Okay, so I'm not playing chords. I'm not even playing dyads, which is two notes at once. I'm just playing single notes, and it'll still be the harmony to that melody. So, and I'm just making it up on the fly. So, okay, you got the idea. So those the notes I played behind the melody was the harmony, all right? So what does this all have to do with ear training? Well, first of all, you heard me play. Like, I didn't rehearse that, you know? How can I just pull that out of thin air and play a melody on the guitar? Well, there's two processes at work at the same time. One is for me to be able to recognize the pitches, the relative pitches of that song, and I don't know what key this song originally is in, and I don't really care. You know, I could have played it in a different key. So when we talk about relative pitches, this is the first thing I'm going to tell you about relative pitches, is this is going to apply the same relativity between notes applies to any key. Okay, so I could have played that song in a different key, you know, okay, so how do I pull that out of thin air? Because I can hear the relationship between the notes, and that's what you ultimately are going to be able to do. Not only hear them between each other, but you're going to be able to hear them as they contrast with or fit in with the underlying harmony. Okay, and so the ramifications of building up your ear is just so vast. You cannot possibly imagine. There's a local jam session in the town that I live in, and there are it's an unusual jam session because it's open to a bunch of different levels of musicians, but also because, well, that part's not unusual, but what's unusual is there's no set tunes. It's improvised songs on the fly. Now, the trouble with something like that is